Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Allow me again, as I told you just a few minutes ago. Never done this, but I'm going to do it. As I preached on that day, transitioning into the future can be complex. And here's the message. My message title was Blossoms in the Desert. Blossoms in the Desert. Desert land speaks of barrenness, speaks of emptiness, lack of growth, parchedness. But God is the God of reversal. And we've been seeing how God's been reversing things and creating new things. A desert is a barren place, an empty place. And I'm encouraged today by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 35, because Isaiah says, even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days, and the wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. That's a prophetic word from Isaiah saying, regardless of what you see, what we're living in, or the culture, or the context, or the barrenness of the time or the place, God will restore. What I envision as a PPC mandate, and this I want everyone to hear, my appeal to you today is to develop a keener awareness of the second coming of Christ, to live with a more holistic view of the purpose and meaning of Christ's sacrifice on the cross, to push for a greater hunger in yourself for the power of the Word of God, to believe more adamantly in the manifest power and the presence of the Holy Spirit among us, to actually expect that your powerful prayers to God will be answered, and to step into the faith promises of God. He's given us so many promises, we need to step into the faith promises of God. So folks, it's time to indoctrinate all people, especially the younger generations, in the greater purposes of God as God followers. I use the word always, God followers, because everyone's a Christian, but not many are following Christ. And we are called to be God followers so that we'll become disciples of Christ. Disciples of Christ disciple others. If you dry up in your spirit, it's because you've discipled no one. Because as you pour out, life is restored in you. As you give to others, you find that you get even more than you ever dreamt possible. And folks, when we don't know what to give or what to do, just love others. Because when we love others, we demonstrate the love of God. God's love must be demonstrated in our love for others. And there are times we get so caught up in our own ideology of what church should be like, and we forget church should be a place where love is extended one to another, but not to be expected of others. If you give love, you get love. Can I hear a better amen on that? I believe there's no greater moment when people need to live out the Spirit-empowered life with simplicity and in faith than today. I know that one thing I have modeled is the simplicity of faith and the simplicity of walking in the power of the Spirit. We at times have made it too high, and God never put it up there. He walked among the people in simplicity, and we must walk among nations and people and generations with the same simplicity so they step in faith and know this is what God requires of all people. He's not made the bar so high they can't reach it. He's actually made it so low they can step over it. Folks, in these days, we got to remind ourselves, 1 Chronicles 12 says that God is looking for people like the sons of Issachar These were wise men and women who understood the signs of the time and knew what course to take. God, we've got to get wise and know what course to take, because the world is coming at us hard and destroying everything quickly, but God is still in control. So it's time both individually and collectively to watch what God is doing. Watch what God is doing. Do you know what? When you catch a glimpse of what God is doing, excitement comes in our spirit, and we move with what God is doing, and then we see greater things that's been happening. I love how prayer has been restored and heightened in this place. Folks, we are a house of prayer. I've always said that that's one thing we shall be, what? A house of prayer. And we are a house of prayer. This Tuesday night, we will have in-house prayer. If you've never been, you're missing half of your life. In the summer, we'll have outdoor parking lot prayer. If you don't make it your mission to be there, you are not growing in prayer, because these are the strengthening times that will show us how to be bold and how to be spirit empowered in the name of the Lord. When the spiritual temperature of a church or a nation seems to be void or barren or empty or depleted, remember that God is just looking for a few people who are willing to let God work through them. I love 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. It says, "The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." What does it say? Would you read this with me? Is your heart fully committed? Then God's eyes are looking to strengthen you. So here's my Bible text today. Isaiah 35, verse 1 to 10. Isaiah 35, it's a message of hope for restoration. Isaiah 35, 1 to 10, "Even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel or the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display his glory, the splendor of our God." With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands. Encourage those with weak knees. Say to those with fearful hearts, "Be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He's coming to save you. And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness. Streams will water the wasteland. The parched ground will become a pool. The springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh grass and reeds and rushes will flourish where deserts and jackals once lived. And a great road will go through that once deserted land. It will be named the Highway of Holiness. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never be there. Lions will not lurk along its course, nor any ferocious beast. There will be no other dangers. Only the redeemed will walk on it." And verse 10 says, "Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness." This was the prophet, now Isaiah, telling Israel that was in exile what God was going to do for them when he restored them to Jerusalem. And the words of the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah, though they were preached and are recorded in the context and the culture and the time for what they were going through, it is still always current to what we are going through. We are currently in a dry and parched time where there is nothing, emptiness, but Isaiah prophesied that the desert shall go into bloom. And I want to prophesy over PPC and over our communities and even over our world, the desert shall bloom again. The desert flowers shall come forth again, because God is on the throne. So as we look at the state of our country, our communities, our church, even our homes, our hearts should be moved and our minds should stand up and say, I'm shocked at the barrenness, but I'm looking for the growth and development. I know God is still in control. Barrenness of a desert land, it cannot have flowers unless the rain falls on it. But the prophet Isaiah said, even that desert land that you saw, when the rain from heaven comes on it, there'll be crocuses that will come up and flowers that will go in bloom. Not a man can do it, only God can do it. Can I tell you, Durham, God shall still let this place bloom in his holy name. You know, not many nations get to see the spring that we have in Canada. Spring season that shows the miracle of God that goes from dry and barren, from nothingness to the beautiful bloom, to grass, to trees, to flowers coming back. Can I tell you, when we see these things, we need to remember barrenness only lasts for a season, but there's got to be a season of flourishing, of growth, of development. That's what God wants us to have, a glimpse of the future. I want you to know, we're not here, no matter even online. We're not developing a church for today. We better develop a church for tomorrow, where the bloom will continue and the crocuses will come. As we did our garden this week, we can plant flowers and we'll hang flowers and baskets all around the church. And those are temporary for the summer. But we will plant perennials that will come up year after year. Get ready to do something for God that comes back up year after year in the spirit realm. So despite the harshness of the environment we live in, God demonstrates some of the most beautiful scenery. The serene beauty shows us there's a greater beauty coming. It's heaven. It's a beauty that we cannot create or duplicate, but it will declare the awesomeness of God. And when he shows us these pictures, these imagery, like Isaiah is showing us, for us to know, you ain't seen nothing yet. Folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. Do you know what I'm saying? Tell somebody. You ain't seen... Tell them real good. In the midst of moral and spiritual decline, Isaiah is declaring to Israel that God is going to do something unusual. He will take what looks as if it's impossible to transform, and he will turn it into the most magnificent place, and the Lord declared it as his word. I believe that for the church today. What seems like impossible moral and spiritual decline, that it's impossible to change it. I know who my God is, and I know he's going to reverse it. I know that what looks like it can't be transformed, if a church will rise up wherever you are, even around the world, if a church will rise up and a people begin to say, God, transform our city, transform our nation, transform our church, transform us, God will do it because he's looking to do it. So Isaiah says the desert will blossom and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom as the rose. Do you know what Isaiah is saying? That we showed you the desert. He says, it looks like when you see a desert with sand, you're like, nothing can grow here. Isaiah is saying, that's what you see. Ask God what he sees. He says, the parched land will be glad. You know what? We look at people and we're like, they don't want to be saved. They don't want God. No. They're parched. They're empty. They're dry. But when the water of his spirit touches them, they will be glad. How many of you are glad that you got saved? Come on. When you look where you were before to where you are now, you didn't see how you'd get there. But when the water of his spirit touched you, you're like, how did I stay so long? Folks, We will blossom like the rose. So in the midst of spiritual and moral decline, Isaiah reminds us today that if we have faith in God, God will do something unusual. If we have faith in God, a lot of people are losing faith. You cannot afford to lose faith. If you have faith in God, God will do something unusual. There is no place too dry that God cannot place a stream that will refresh it. There's no desert too vast and too barren that God cannot put a road in it, a highway of hope. I love our missionary Deborah Surgeson was here last week. And she spent 39 years in the desert lands of Turkana. You can go online anytime and put in Loima Hills or Turkana, and you'll see it is like hundreds of years behind civilization, dry desert land. We'd sometimes, when we're driving through it, and the car would sink into the sand, and then we get out, and then we all have to push it out of the sand, get going again, do it like that, and over. The temperature there, over 50 degrees plus. And when you go out with a cup of water, you have tea. That's just how, that's how she lived for all those years. And you look at it, but there's they only get a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks of rain. And when the rain comes and the riverbeds fill in, and then all of a sudden you begin to see plants come out of the ground, out of the sand, and you're like, what is this? How can God do this? In fact, they still have trees in some of that desert land. Go and Google it and you'll see why. Because God has water deep under the ground that will cause that tree to grow. Let me tell you, some of you, God has water deep inside of you. You just got to allow the rain now to come and refresh you. There's no desert too parched that God cannot put his beauty upon it. And so we look at people and we see their emptiness and we're like, oh, let's just focus on us few because we're going to go to heaven. Oh, come on, folks. I don't want to go and leave everybody else for hell. I want us to populate heaven and empty hell. There is not a sinner that cannot be saved. There's not a debauchered person that cannot be redeemed because God created them and God can restore them. Right now, most of our young people are on drugs or they're on this and that. I'm constantly stressed when I just look at the high school kids walking down the roads. But I want to tell you, when the water of his spirit comes upon the church and we take it outside, everything will change. The desert shall bloom and God shall see. The glory of the Lord shall be seen. So here's what Isaiah says in Isaiah 35, 3-4. Put it on the screen for me. He says, comfort. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands. Encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He's coming to save you. See, nothing is impossible with God. The prophet Isaiah is reminding every believer here today, do this one thing. Strengthen others. Strengthen others. Encourage the weak. Speak to fearful hearts. Remind people of the Savior. Can I talk to you for a moment? Just leave it right there. What is he asking you to do? Oh, but I'm not strong myself. Strengthen somebody else and your strength will arise. Oh, do you know what's wrong with our generation today? Everybody needs super encouragement. So there's only a few of us that we're supposed to encourage the entire world. Hello? Oh, do you know I say hello a lot? Have you guys noticed? Leah showed it to me this week. Our media person showed it to me. She clipped it and I went, hello, hello, hello. She's going to show it to you one day. Listen to me. We've become such a weak and fickle people. Adults first. Everything offends me. Everything stresses me. Everybody needs super encouragement. Where are we all going to get this from? Those of us that are encouraging, we're tired because nobody encouraging us. We're going to give you, encourage you. Oh, did that one look right? No, run over and encourage them. Strengthen each other. Encourage each other. Say to each other, don't be fearful in heart. God is with us. God, our Savior, is with us. Stop looking for super duper extra encouragement. Because the day you encourage someone, encouragement comes back to you. Oh, man, I am depressed. So's the other 1,600 people. Right now, we don't have a barometer of an incredible amount of people who aren't depressed. We have more depressed than not. So how do you get out of depression? Strengthen others. Tell them, get your weak knees going. Let it wobble, but walk. Come on. Humanly speaking, for us to see a nation change from this, it's impossible, but with God, everything is possible. If you ask the young people now, if you ask the millennials, we used to preach about the millennials like, you know, 5 years ago, it was all about the millennials. Millennials, you're passé. And now they're complaining. Gen Z and Gen Alpha, I don't understand those people, those kids. Come on, millennials, you guys are complaining now. You're like, I don't get them. That's what we used to say. But God can reverse it. Encourage the timid, the fearful, the despondent, the disillusioned. Many are disillusioned about Christianity. They're living in a social and moral decay, and they love it. They prefer it to walking in the light. Governments can't fix this, folks. Only the government of heaven. And I want you to know, for the generations behind us, millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, God is still your hope and your help. God is still your hope and your help. So other generations, all the ones that we forgot about, you know, boomers and busters and all that you were, and old, all us up there, strengthen yourself. Lift up your weak knees. Say, God, be my strength so I can strengthen someone else. Isaiah 41:10 says, don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with what? My victorious right hand. If you've proved God in this way, then live it out for others to see. And that's why I want to tell you today, the desert places of our societies will rejoice. Because everyone who knows God's going to see the bloom when the rain of his spirit falls on us. It's not a man-made phenomena. It will be a God moment. So the condition of our day is this. Sin causes desolation. Sin causes unfruitfulness. Sin causes barrenness. And sin causes every type of discomfort. I'm watching more and more people fall away for foolishness when they needed to strengthen their weak knees and be encouraged that God is still on the throne. But our happiness is not found in what people do for us. Our happiness is found when we see that God is on the throne and we will not take our eyes off of him. So I want you to remember, there are people with blind eyes that need to be open, deaf ears that need to hear, lame feet that need to walk, those that will not get on the highway of holiness without salvation, those whose blessings are dried up, even though they may have wealth, but they have no happiness. Money without true happiness is a discourager. And so, folks, Christ offers the way of holiness, and only the water from heaven can cause the desert land of people's lives to be restored. This is time for this church, and even the churches worldwide that are listening. We need to offer the way of holiness to others. How do you offer it to others? Live it yourself. Talk to me. How do we offer the way of holiness so they can be blessed, they can be encouraged, they can be strengthened, they can bloom? We live it out ourselves. There's massive blooms when the rain falls in the spring. Do you notice that? Does it take long? Do we know the timing? Do you ever know the timing of how the tree is going to bloom? Do you ever know when the flower is going to come up? It's just in a God moment. Would you believe for God moments that the rain of his presence will fall on others? Believe with me for the rain of God's presence to fall upon this Pickering Pentecostal church and all across Durham and the GTA and all across our world. Worldwide congregants, I'm believing the reign of his presence upon every nation, because we are going to see a massive move of God as people come back to the Lord. Isaiah 35:1 says, even the wilderness and the desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. I want us today, in closing, I want you to evaluate the things that are luring you away from the Lord, the things that are causing your spirit to be barren and empty. But you know, there are many that are going up to worship, coming to church, not just this church, but many churches, but they're empty. Coming in empty, going out empty. Is it the church's fault? Talk to me. See, if I don't open myself up to the Lord, up to his spirit, nothing will please me. Nothing will ever make me happy. But when I say, oh God, rain your presence on me. Oh God, pour out your spirit on me. I want to ask you today, what desert are you trapped in? As you're sitting there, would you ask yourself, what desert are you trapped in? And if you're trapped, whatever your desert is, God can release you, God can restore you, God can renew you, God can revive you. So if you're feeling dry and empty, barren in spirit, this is the day you're going to say, oh God, let me bloom where I'm planted. God, the seasons of life, they can do so much to us. The seasons, oh God, can come and deplete us so much. But God, I'm asking today for everyone standing that the winter season of their life would be over and the spring season would now come, where the blooms would come back into their spirit, where the unique beauty would radiate out of them, where, God, they will find this winsomeness, grace, and power and strength. God, your word said, strengthen the weak knees and lift up the feeble hands. And we strengthen them, everyone standing. Oh, God, so much has come to take from them, to strip. But we, the body of Christ, those of us that are feeling stronger, we speak strength into them. We speak new hope into them. We speak new joy into them. We speak the life of refreshing. We speak the water of your spirit. We speak, oh God, a new day and a new way for them. God, let blossoms come in their spirit. We don't know how it comes on the trees or on the plant, but when we look at it, it makes us smile. God, let that holy smile come on their faces. We stand together and we say, devil, you came to strip God's people, but we together stand with them and we declare the Lord is your strength and your shield. The Lord is the horn of your salvation. With God you will advance a troop. With him you will see a new way. Oh God, make a new way in the wilderness of their life. Show them miracles even in this day. Restore to each the joy of their salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let your power and your presence rest. And oh God, in the beauty of holiness, would you cause them to triumph now in the name of the Lord? For we have prayed it, we believe it, and we, oh God, decree it as done in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you accepted Christ for the first time today, we want to help you with next steps. Please email us at prayer@ppclife.ca and a pastor or volunteer will be in touch with you. We pray that you have a wonderful and safe day or night, and we'll see you soon, church family.